the wisdom and the knowledge of God that we read about this morning can be grasped by those considered little ones, the unimportant ones, those on the margins of society as considered by the world. But it would be very mistaken to read the gospel this morning as being against the wise and the intelligent. For while Jesus said, "I thank you that you've hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants," it is certainly not wagging the finger at those of us who might be wise or intelligent. Jesus is just saying that the wisdom and intelligence needed to grasp the values of the kingdom of God is of a completely different nature. As you probably know, I'm on my own in the house at the moment. The menfolk are off on team building, father-son bonding cycle ride in Holland this week. So I'm holding the fort and the church and the house at the moment. And last night, I switched on the telly and I watched a film for the first time in a very, very long time. My husband won't take me to the cinema because I cry all the time, or else I leave with a migraine because I've been trying too hard not to cry. But I sat last night and I watched The Best Marigold Hotel. Is that the right title? Best Marigold, and I cried my way all the way through it. Cried like a baby. And amidst my tears, I suddenly thought that when you watch a film and it sort of grabs you like that and transports you to a different world, you really do feel in a different world. I mean, I was almost Googling retirement homes in India, so taken was I with this film. And I had been transported to India in the film, a wonderful place of noise and colour and fun and graciousness. And I think that Christianity is like that. A faith lived out is just like that. We live in a different world of different values, a different way of life, and a different way to see the world around us and to relate to it and to each other. Of course we are in the world and we live in the world around us, but we also inhabit at the same time that other world, that kingdom of God that is already present in our own lives, our own way of thinking and being with others and thinking of being with God. We already are citizens of that new kingdom that Jesus proclaimed and ushered in. Except it's not a film, and it goes on forever and ever and ever. St. Paul, in the reading this morning, in the epistle, gives a sort of example of this, that the requirements of life in the Spirit against what our body or the world makes us think or feel or want. Very, very different things. And Zechariah in the Old Testament reading also alludes to this alternative program of life in reference to the king coming riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The little tiny indications have been there in the Old Testament, in the law and the prophets that Jesus came to fulfill, little clues that the Messiah might just turn the value structures of the world upside down. Of course, we see that more clearly in hindsight. But Jesus, in the reading we heard this morning, in the whole of his life encapsulated in the Word of God that bears witness to the real word of God in Christ. The values of that kingdom that Jesus ushers in show us the very heart and the very mind of God in action. Love God, love one another as I have loved you. Amen.